Please tell me that I'm dreaming. Please tell me it's not September already. Please tell me I'm going to wake up and it's going to be June 2008, and the leisurely months of July and August are just starting to unfold like flowers in the morning sun. I mean, summer can't be over yet. There are all these things I plan to do this year. What about all the gardens I was going to plant? The people we were going to have over for leisurely dinners on the lake? The rooms I was going to sort through and organize, the books I was going to read, the books I was going to write. I'm not ready yet for fall, so I'm going back to sleep. It's September, isn't it? I was afraid of that. I think John Lennon was right when he said, "Life is what happens to you when you're busy making other plans." Seems you're always on the road to somewhere, busy, busy, busy. And we can blame that on technology that makes it possible for us to add multitudes of activities into our lives. I like to think life was easier back in the good old days, before cell phones and computers and time-saving devices, where now we can travel all the time and be anywhere we want to be and talk on the phone no matter where we're at. What about the good old days when kids didn't play soccer and baseball and take dance lessons and gymnastics and piano all at the same time? But, you know, I know that's just simplistic thinking. There never has been an era of time when people weren't so busy getting through life that they didn't have time to just sit back and experience it. But I think it's true that people nowadays are a lot more mobile than we used to be. We can get to places. And we go all the time. Because of that kind of lifestyle, it's harder for us to feel rooted or settled in anywhere. The life of this church is an example. Now, there have been people who've been members of this church since it started 54 years ago, but at the same time, there are people who moved away 5 years ago, who come back for a visit and find a hard time finding very many faces that they recognize. An enormous sector of our communities are made up of people who are in an exodus. And Lake County is a big area where people are moving in and moving out all the time, literally moving from one place in the world to another. And if we aren't moving from one state to another, every one of us is moving from one phase of life into the next. I'm still in shock that Greg and I are empty nesters. I mean, how did we move from being the new young clergy couple with three kids under the age of six to these two old middle-aged ministers who are now the longest-term pastors this church has had? I mean, how did that happen like that? Some of us had gray hair when we got here, and some of us... We're all still in transition. We're all in transition all the time, even when we're just sitting still. We're all wanderers moving from unknown to unknown territory every single day. We wake up in the morning, our job is secure, our future certain. By afternoon, the company shuts down another division, and we go home without a job and no clue what we're going to do next. We're strolling along, minding our own business, busy with the usual concerns of life, and then bam, the CAT scan comes back and shows a spot that shouldn't be there. The next thing we know, we're in a hospital bed with an IV feeding us our evening meal. We say our vows and envision what it means to live happily ever after. And then our spouse comes to us and says, "I'm sorry, I found someone else. I'm moving out." Life is what happens when we're busy making other plans. The people of Israel felt that way when they were on that infernal road trip from Egypt to the Promised Land. 40 years it took them, 40 years to make a journey that should have taken a few months despite all the pit stops they undoubtedly had to make along the way. It was a long, difficult, frightening trip. And the people got tired very quickly. They got tired of the lousy motels, tired of the unpaved roads, tired of the strange food, tired of not knowing what each day was going to bring, tired of being on the road and just wanting to get to where they were supposed to go. So God gave them a way to find a sense of community and purpose while they were on the road. He didn't just wait till they got to where they were going. He gave them leaders to help them on their way. God gave them 10 commandments to help shape them into a worshiping community. God gave them this routine, which included one full day of rest every single week. And then God fed them. God gave them bread. Well, sure, it wasn't the kind of bread they were used to. That manna stuff was weird, flaky and sweet and unfamiliar. But every morning, sure as the dawn, the manna appeared. Every morning, the people gathered what they needed just for that day. And on the day before the Sabbath, God gave them enough for 2 days so that they could spend 1 day a week resting and worshiping God. During that whole long zigzag exodus on the road, God shaped and formed those people into a community of faith. God didn't wait for them to get to the promised land to do this. God went on the road trip with them, a pillar of fire by night for light and a pillar of cloud by day, so that God could guide them and lead them and love them every step on the road. "You are my people," God said. "Of course I'm going to be here for you. Of course I'm going to feed you. You may drive me crazy sometimes, but you're never going to drive me away." God gave them each day their daily bread. Sound familiar? Life is what happens when we're busy making other plans. Because life is an exodus every single day, a constant movement from place to place, from experience to experience. Life is an exodus, and God gives us each day our daily bread, just what we need for that day. That's what we believe as Christian people, that God gives us each day, not that flaky manna stuff from heaven, but the very bread of life, Jesus Christ. The one who gives us life and the one who gives his life. God gives us Jesus Christ every day, and God shapes us and forms us into the body of Christ. And then God calls us to be this community, the church, the place where people can come and rest on their journey, the place where people can come and find their daily bread and find strength for the journey that lies ahead. God calls us to be a community of faith for our own sake, but not just for that, for the sake of other people who may come through these doors who are like us, wanderers in life, journeying from one place to the next, seeking some place to call home. Because the church is the place where we can set down a few roots, where we can find some purpose and meaning through the presence of God, no matter where our journey takes us each day. Give us this day, O God, our daily bread, for it is in receiving the gift of Christ that we are transformed from being aimless wanderers on the road into pilgrims for whom the very act of living is a destination itself. Life is not just about living aimlessly, trying to get to where we think we should be because maybe we won't get there. Life is about the kind of person we're becoming along the way. "In the end," said Abraham Lincoln, "it's not the years in your life that count, but the life in your years." And if the life in our years is the life of Christ, then every breath brings us into the heart of God, where we are home. You pray with me? Give us this day, O Lord, our daily bread, that we will find our way to you. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, who is the bread of life, and let all God's people say, Amen.